Angel Olsen is ready to have fun. Since her first album in 2010, she's carved out a smoky, country-flavored corner of the indie rock world. Her distinctive voice delivers taut meditations on love and loneliness, sometimes with a shout, and other times, it's almost a whisper.
Everything is tragic. It all just falls apart. But when I look into your eyes, it pieces up my heart.
Her music earned her critical acclaim, but also a reputation as a tortured soul, one she wasn't really looking for. Her new album puts that reputation to rest. It's called My Woman, and now the 29-year-old Angel Olsen says her music reflects the fact that she's aged a bit.
If I were to critically compare this record and the last one, I would say the last record is like when you first pick up Dostoevsky or Kafka and you're talking with all your friends and you're like, I understand things now, and I'm going to tell people what I understand, and it's going to be important. And then this record is more like, I'm going to take a little bit of those things, but I also want to have fun, because fun is important to me. I think it's harder to perform something happy when you're in a bad mood than it is to perform a sad song over and over again. I was a cheerleader in high school, for example, and I quit because I was not very good at being in a good mood when I needed to be. I'm still a cheerleader in a lot of ways. I still am going to sing Shut Up, Kiss Me, High Five, all these upbeat songs. I might not be having the greatest day that particular show day.
Maybe you know that it's been too long. Gone through the motions as you sing your song. Doesn't matter who you are.
Everyone at the time when I was first getting into music was heavily focused on synth music so much that I just wanted to do the opposite and focus on like English folk music. And so I did that first. But I've played synth music before growing up. I played piano and I had like a little Yamaha keyboard and I'd go into like the hallway or the bathroom, wherever I could find really good acoustics. And then I would sing and do something really simple and then I'd listen again and record over it. I would spend hours doing that. My parents would get mad at me because I wouldn't do my homework. I'd be doing that. So side A of this record is very much like, here's the stuff that you can listen to with your friends at a party, maybe. And then side B is very clearly like, okay, you're probably going to want to listen to this by yourself or, you know, maybe get a glass of wine and chill. Sister is an 7 minutes and 45 second long song. It's definitely a new one for me. It's pretty optimistic. To me, the song represents a long-lasting friendship where you think you know someone and then they disappear and they reappear when you need them. That sort of feeling or that sort of idea.
You learn to take it as it comes. You fall together.
And I think with this record, I wanted to explore just like being able to perform and play music and sing and use my voice as an instrument, not necessarily as always trying to make a statement with words. I wanted to explore just losing myself in music and in the band that I'm surrounded by. Someone asked me this question, do I feel if I've made it the other day? And I looked around and I was like, what do you do? Like, how do you know that you've made it? Maybe when you play Madison Square Garden, or maybe when you play for your mother and she starts crying and she's finally proud of you all of your, from, you know, finally in your life. I don't know. Technically, I've made it my whole life because my mom's been crying to my music forever. So I felt like we've made it for a while, and now the band is bigger and we're about to have more fun. So in that way, I feel like we're making it.
Singer Angel Olsen, her latest album is My Woman.